This is the 17th year of the Tugboat Roundup. It started back in 1999 to really celebrate the history of inland marine transportation on New York's waterways. Not only the Hudson River, but the New York State Canal System. So most of the tugboats we have at the Roundup are what we call canalers. That means they can duck underneath bridges, and they are designed to move barges up and down the canals of New York State. What we have is the Tugboat Roundup, bringing in all these tugboats one weekend a year to Waterford, which is the gateway for the New York State Canals, the new New York State Canals, and it has been now for 101 years. Next year is actually the centennial of the barge canal system, or the rebuild Erie Canal. But a good part of it, including the Waterford Flight, opened up in 2015. This is the 101st year of tugboats in force waiting in front of the Waterford Wall, and that's what we're celebrating.
Are people going to be able to see boats in Waterford this weekend that they can't see anywhere else normally?
You might be able to catch one of these tugboats moving up and down the Champlain Canal, or moving up and down the Erie Canal, or moving up and down the Hudson, but you won't see them grouped together like this any other time but at the Tugboat Roundup in Waterford. And we're expecting close to 30 boats altogether.
So what's at the core, other than lining up all the boats, you know, what else goes on during the Tugboat Roundup?
We have a lot of vendors. We have arts and crafts vendors. We have kids' activities, from pony rides to being able to kiss a mule. The Waterford Historical Society and the Waterford Museum have brought a mule in, named it Sal, and everybody has a photo opportunity kissing a mule up here at the Waterford Roundup.
What's the importance of the tugboat on the Hudson River and the New York State Canal System? I know it's a long history, we're talking about 100 years, but for someone who's unfamiliar, what's the primary role and why should they be recognized?
Of course, when water transportation started in New York State, it was really the only easy way to go. Water transportation allowed the movement of a ton of goods from Buffalo to New York City to drop down to $10 a ton instead of $100 a ton. Today, moving on the water is about 80 times more efficient per ton than moving by tractor trailer. It's about 40 times more efficient than moving by train. So, seeing the rebirth of commercial transportation on the Hudson River up to Albany just makes all sorts of sense. And even on the New York State Canal System, we're seeing investments around the Schenectady area for project cargo moving down the canals and down here to the Port of Albany. We're seeing stone moving down from Fort Anne on the Champlain Canal and down all the way down towards New York City.
So how is 2016 special compared to previous years? Is it increasing the business on the river?
2016, we're seeing a big increase. For instance, there are two or three companies with tugboats located here in the Capital District. One of them, New York State Marine Highway, is headquartered in Troy, and they have now, I think, 9 boats altogether. They're growing by leaps and bounds. They are busy, and a good part of their cargo moving on the Hudson and moving on the canal system. Are we seeing a resurgence of all this? It sure seems so. And it's really timely because of all the anniversaries coming up. Next year is the bicentennial of the groundbreaking of the Erie Canal. That canal changed history, it changed demographics, it developed the whole country. And then in 1825, they opened up the Erie Canal. We'll be celebrating that bicentennial, of course. Next year, the World Canal Conference helps to celebrate the groundbreaking and all of these anniversaries when it has its meeting in Syracuse.
And just behind us, the Troy Lock and Dam also just celebrated a big centennial too. So there's a lot of anniversaries right now, I guess.
There are. It goes from the establishment of the canal commissions to the centennials of some of the locks in the canals, like the Waterford Flight last year, the bicentennials coming up. This is a great season for celebrations of all kinds of anniversaries for inland navigation in New York.
And a good season for tugboats, it looks like that.
It's a great season for tugboats and a fun weekend right along the wall in Waterford.